Your family then, as you've alluded to, but you moved to Veneta because your dad's cattle buying business. Is that true? Right.
He had retired from Armour. We had actually, in 1948, had moved from Chicago out to the suburbs to Palos Heights, which was halfway between Joliet and downtown Chicago, the Loop. And when he retired, he had a friend at the stockyards named Homer White. Homer White had a stockyards within the stockyards, and his stockyards fed cattle that were being shipped through Chicago from the East Coast to the West Coast, and he had a sale barn in Veneta, and he suggested that my dad come down and look at buying cattle in Oklahoma after he retired. So my father spent 1951, 2 or 3 months in Veneta buying cattle, and when school was over in June of 51, when my brother, my mother, and I went to Veneta for a week to see what Veneta looked like. Well, after living in Chicago all my life, Veneta was kind of a big change. And while there, my father kept saying, you gotta see Grand Lake, you gotta see the dam. So we actually went out 5 miles on old 66, 69, and 66, which before the turnpike was built, and we turned right to go to Langley, and off of Highway 66, all the way to the dam was a gravel road. So we could hardly wait to get in the car and go back to Chicago.
I understand.
But they decided to move to Chicago in 51, and that's why I finished my senior year of high school in Chicago.
So when your family then lived in Veneta, you rented a place to stay?
Well, my father rented a place to stay until they moved in 1951, in the fall of 51, to Veneta. They rented a house in Veneta.
But who did that house belong to?
Well, in the spring of 51, when my dad went to Veneta to check everything out, he rented a room from a lady named Carrie Lawrence. And Carrie was a cousin of Will Rogers. And she told my dad the story that she and some of her two girlfriends went to a rodeo one time, and they were outside the gate, and Will Rogers came up and roped the three of them and told the gate, take a ticker, to let these girls in free.
It's fun to hear all these stories about Will Rogers. Then you went on to college, and you went on to Oklahoma University. Did you have any idea, thinking about what you might want to be or do in life?
I had no idea what I was going to do, and I decided I'd study journalism, so I picked journalism and kind of went from there.
Since you had a military background as high school, did you join ROTC?
Yes. At first, I thought I might want to be in the Naval ROTC, and I got into that, and I was in it for about 30 days, and I decided I wasn't going to ever be a good sailor, so I switched over to the ROTC military because I had 4 years experience with Army.
And then you pledged to a fraternity, did you?
Yes, I pledged Phi Gamma Delta.
And what did you learn by pledging to Phi Gamma Delta?
I learned a lot. We actually, a lot of my classmates that I pledged with came from all over Oklahoma, and I was able to be friends and associates of them, these classmates, even to this day.
You started as a journalism major, but sometime you ended up being a businessman. Did you switch to business?
I was taking business courses also at the same time.
Back then, Oklahoma was still a dry state, right?
Oklahoma was a dry state, and everybody at OU in those days were big beer drinkers, and Slitz was the big brand at that time.
So what did they do? Did they have to go across state lines to get
beer? They didn't know 3-2 beer was available, which is 4% alcohol instead of 5%. But for liquor, you either had to go across the state line in Missouri, Arkansas, or Kansas or Texas to get liquor. Otherwise, you had to buy it locally from bootleggers.
And I suppose if you or your friends went out across state line, You were bootleggers yourself.
Technically, I guess you'd say that. One of my classmates and I decided we'd go to Wichita Falls and get some liquor for the Phi Gam Fiji Island party. So we took orders from all of our classmates, and the two of us drove down to Wichita Falls and bought 5 cases of liquor. We waited till it got almost closing time when we went into the liquor store and bought the 5 mixed cases of liquor, and then we turned around and drove back to Norman. We made enough money off 4 cases where we ended up with a case of mixed liquor of our own for additional parties down the road.
Didn't know you'd be doing that for life.
No, I'm glad we didn't get caught, or I might not have qualified later in life to have a federal basic permit.
So you had several probably summer jobs that you worked while going to OU?
Yes, for 2 summers I helped my father buy cattle. We would leave Vinita Sunday evening and go to McAllister. And on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we would buy cattle at the stockyards there. And the cattle were shipped either to Texas or Kansas City. And we bought for Cudahy, Armour, Swift in those days and shipped the cattle. On Wednesday evening, we'd go to Holdenville. We bought cattle at the Holdenville sale. Friday, we were in Hominy, and Saturday in Pawhuska, and then we got home Saturday night. So I learned quite a bit about the cattle business in those days.
Did you graduate from OU?
No, sir. Between my junior and senior year, I was kind of worn out and everything. I was getting tired of school, and I decided I'd join the Army. Before I got drafted, we had the draft back in those days, and my number was coming up, so I thought I'd just go ahead and serve in the military for a couple years.
Okay, so that would have been in what year?
1955.